Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition, the Good Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. As we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, there's good news in Caseyville. The Tampa Bay Rays won their opening game yesterday against the Miami Marlins, 1-0, a pitcher's duel, and we're also the home of the world champion, Tampa Bay Bucks. Now, to great radio stations all across America, thanks very much for carrying our program, as well as those of you listening to us around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, also our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch this Easter weekend, and the truckers, you'll be out there delivering the goods because that's what you do. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. And we're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. Well, to start out this Friday, here is the professor of politics in California, IA, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, just as we were coming on the air, breaking news coming out of Taiwan, of all places, a major train crash has occurred inside a tunnel in Taiwan. Dozens are known dead, perhaps 30 or more, and some 350 people were on board the train. There are four cars that are in very bad shape in the tunnel. Rescuers are trying to get to the people right now. But I can tell you, when it comes to tunnels and it comes to trains, there's not a lot of room. So I'm sure they're literally cutting their way through to where they need to get to see if they can get any survivors out.
Yes, I'm sure that's exactly what they're doing. We understand, Captain. Right now, what we know at this hour, as you said, this story is breaking just a little while ago, that's at least 34 people they know of have died in a train crash, a train derailment in Taiwan. 350 passengers were on that train. We understand some 72 people have been injured in what they call these different carriages being, quote, badly damaged. They said this particular accident occurred, it's the start of what they call the annual tomb sweeping festival in Taiwan, and this typically has a lot of travel associated with it. Pictures have shown some unaffected carriages. We can tell as people walk along the tracks there, this according to BBC News. The train had eight carriages on it at the time, and unfortunately, Captain, this looks like a very, very bad accident for sure. The last time something like this happened in Taiwan was 2018. 18 people died, and back in 1991, 30 passengers were killed and 112 injured when two trains actually crashed into one another.
Well, I don't know the circumstances behind what's going on, but because there is this festival going on, and because Taiwan and China are playing muscle flexes back and forth with each other, of course, China's a big bully. I would not be surprised if we find out that this is sabotage, but that's just me thinking. That's where my mind goes to begin with.
Well, of course, they will be investigating all aspects, and I'm sure that will be very high on their list. And certainly, Captain, to have something happen in a tunnel, which already makes it so inaccessible, that seems to bear some suspicion there, yes.
Now, we're going to talk about the border, because we have to. And right now, we're going to talk about the infrastructure plan, the $2.2 trillion plus infrastructure plan. And Joe Biden has promised to consult with the GOP on the infrastructure plan before he spends any money on any projects. Listen to this.
The president believes infrastructure should be a bipartisan issue, and he says he plans to reach out to GOP lawmakers.
I'm going to bring Republicans into the Oval Office. Listen to them, what they have to say, and be open to other ideas.
But Republicans don't like the president's tax increases. Furthermore, Mr. Biden is facing pressure from liberal Democrats who want to spend even more money. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Now, I don't even know what to think of that, because we know that only 5% of the last stimulus went for anything that they said it was going to go for people individually. And this one here, we knew only $660 billion actually went for roads and bridges and infrastructure like that. The rest of it all went to bail out pretty much the cities and different pet projects for the Democrats, correct?
Well, exactly, yes.
So then what's your thought about that when you hear this from Joe Biden?
I say we'll believe it when we see it, and also we'll believe it when Joe Biden, President Biden, actually takes into account what the GOP senators or representatives might have to say about the kind of spending that's being proposed, what it's going to be spent on, and of course the taxes that are going to simply go out of this world that not only will affect those who receive the new taxes, but all the other products and services that you'll buy as a result of that will go up. So we'll believe it when we see it.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we are going to be talking about the border. But before we talk about the border, we're going to talk about something that we heard about Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, which is good news for him. He's going after the very people that went after him to the tune of some $77 million. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We'll get to you in a minute. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And I am a customer and a client of Relief Factor. I take it a couple times a day, every day. And I take it because of what's in it, and it works for me. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it also goes straight to the source of the pain that you're having to lower or even eliminate the pain. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from the clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it will help to support a healthy response to the inflammation and decrease the discomfort that you're in, too. Now, it comes in convenient individual packets. It also supports healthy joints and muscles. And if you got just regular old aches and pains, it'll get rid of them, too. Now, the 3-week quick start is what you want to try. 3-week quick start costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And to get that, you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. There's a video there, tutorial. You can see all about it, how it's made, where it's made, what they do, et cetera, et cetera. See the testimonials that are there. And then order the 3-week quick start, because after all you got to lose is pain. And tens of thousands of people, I can tell you, have taken that product and have gotten out of pain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain, we do have a little bit more information on that train.
Yep.
If you like. Yes, we understand now, according to the Central News Agency, they're saying that a truck evidently was, quote, not parked properly near the track, and they think that it slid into the path of the train, basically. There were some pictures of what appeared to be a wreckage of a truck near the derailed train, so that may be part of the explanation here as we get more information about this terrible, terrible train derailment in Taiwan.
Yeah, and it's at least, 34 people at least?
At least 34 people have died that we know of, and many more injured, over 70 at last report.
Yeah, because they had 340 people on the train is what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now a new bipartisan bill proposed by Congressman Cuellar from Texas and his Republican counterpart also is appealing for a more coherent migrant surge border strategy. Now, the first thing is, I think everyone listening can agree that the border is out of control and Biden is doing everything he can to undo what Trump did. That's obvious, but he's lost control of any stability they had on the border.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And, you know, Captain, you know, the Biden administration came in and they reversed the policies, not for some altruistic reasoning, but because it was really more of a virtue signal to the far left, and they just, let's just reverse whatever Trump did kind of a thing. And they never thought it through unless this is what they're trying to do, is create chaos. But other than that, yes, they have created this terrible, terrible situation.
Well, we get that, and we understand the chaos, because, again, it's all part of the Cloward-Piven strategy, which is exactly to overwhelm the system, which is what they've managed to do. But there is no system right now down there. I mean, I heard the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, say that he had taken another trip down to the border, and that they were still seeing the people coming over in record numbers, but as they were patrolling the border in a helicopter, the buses were coming out and taking people away from the border, away from the detention centers, to parts unknown.
Parts unknown. That's the operative phrase right there. Parts unknown. And also, Captain, of course, we don't know to what extent the migrants, those who have come across the border and being put on those buses, to what extent they really have been tested for COVID-19. Where are they going? And do the local authorities even know that people are being brought into their community that could very possibly be infected with COVID-19? I mean, we're in the middle of a national pandemic, for goodness sake, and we're just throwing caution to the wind here. That doesn't seem like a viable strategy.
By the way, I want to say hello to Maria in Germany, chiming in the chat room tonight. Hello to Maria, and nice to hear from you. And hello to Bill Cispio. Hello to Lynn up in Cape Cod. Hello to our buddy Bill Bunkley, who's locally here listening. Chris Markowski is in there as well. Tammy, nice to see you in there. The 40-year-old private, Patrick, is in there. And Sondi in Wisconsin is in there, too. So good morning to all those folks in the chat room. And, again, if you want to get in there and converse with people, all you got to do is go over to Facebook and under Groups. It's the Captain's Group. The Captain's Group. That's it. And you'll get in there.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And Maria sent us a Snoopy in the chat room. So
always.
Brightens our day.
Absolutely. Always, always, always Snoopy. Now, Senator Joe Manchin has been pleading with his fellow Democrats for bipartisanship by opposing killing the filibuster. And it appears that Charles Chucky Boy Schumer has had enough.
This is exactly right. And, you know, Captain, Mike in Clearwater calls in and talks about the reasonable Democrats. Well, here we see a real targeting of Senator Joe Manchin for this very reason. He's not marching in lockstep. And the Democrat Party elite, they have an agenda. They have exactly the kind of thing they're trying to accomplish. And it looks like if even a member of their own party says, wait a minute, You know, and in fact, I think he's not sponsoring the so-called For the People Act.
No.
Yeah, which sounds great. Oh, it's for the people, but it's not really for the people. It's for the politicians, and the Democrat Party elite know it.
Now, we've been hearing a lot about George Floyd's trial, and I guess you're into day number, what, four now?
I believe so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, George Floyd's girlfriend gave some emotional testimony yesterday about the drug use that both of them had, and talked about the fact that Floyd was in the hospital for for ODing on drugs about a week or so prior to all of this stuff going down. Talked about their unusual relationship they had because they were both a couple of drug addicts and they had to have the drugs and this, that, and the other, which made it what it was. But it's just an unbelievable mess, and you could see that Mr. Floyd was definitely stoned on the fentanyl that he had taken, to the point to where I saw many reports and heard many reports yesterday that he had a fatal dose of fentanyl in his system. Had he just driven away from the scene and not been stopped, he probably would have keeled over the wheel, maybe driving the vehicle, and who knows what would have happened then.
Well, that's right. So we're twofold tragedy here. We got the tragedy of the incident itself, with everything going on with the officer and everything with the knee on the neck, and this grisly thing that happened here. But then we also, Captain, have the real tragedy of the ongoing drug issues. And you're right. According to the toxicology, from what we understand, this was a fatal dose, basically. And so there's a real tragedy that's unfolding before our very eyes. We also have to get a handle on that as well. Now, during the trial, of course, they're going to be looking at some very specific things, and the jury will have to make some very hard decisions on this, and how that pans out in terms of whether or not they find for murder, whether they find for manslaughter, or what. That's going to unfortunately dictate, I think, the kind of aftermath that we're going to see in this trial.
Now, what would you say if I told you that 44% of the voters in a recent Rasmussen Reports poll approve of the concept of the vaccine passport?
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, you know, I've heard a lot of kind of different things about this. Some people are pretty gung-ho about the idea. Others are very concerned about what that initially means. And what does it mean for movement or flying on an airplane and stuff like that?
Well, I've got a card that shows that I've had the vaccine. And it's got a little stamp on it for the county and, you know, the signature and where it was done and the date and all that sort of stuff. And I only had the one shot, the J&J. But you're going to see a whole bunch of them starting to show up. All right, well, we got to take a break. And caller, you can, I guess the caller's going to call back because he knows we're going to break. All right, Kyle, you hang on. We got to take a break. And folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, we're going to do a circle back segment. We got a great one tonight, a circle back segment.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Testimony continued on day four of the murder trial of Derek Chauvin and the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Two paramedics called to the scene, including Derek Smith, explained to jurors what they saw.
In a living person, there should be a pulse there. I did not feel one. I suspected this patient to be dead.
Floyd's girlfriend, Courtney Ross, also took the stand and talked about the day they met at the Salvation Army where he worked.
This kind person just to come up to me and say, can I pray with you?
Chauvin is on trial after pinning his knee on Floyd's neck last May. His defense team made the case that Floyd's drug use and underlying health conditions led to his death. A train has derailed in eastern Taiwan after apparently hitting a truck, with at least four people feared dead and more than 20 injured. Rescuers are struggling to reach crushed carriages inside a tunnel. The train was carrying about 350 people. Rescuers are trying to bring the survivors to safety. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
There's that guy again up there from Detroit, Michigan, where it's a little cool tonight, I'll tell you. You think it's cold around here, it's colder north. All right, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and I've been a customer of theirs, a client of theirs, for going over 17 years now, and I can tell you they're, in my opinion, the best insurance company in the country because they do what they say they're going to do, number one. That's very important. Now, they told me they would save me money on my insurance, okay? And I do check every year to make sure that I'm getting the best possible rate that I can get based on my driving record, which is pretty doggone good. And they do just that, because every time I get a bill to pay, you know, for the annual, I check and see what it is at some other places. And it's a whole lot better than what it would be if I went somewhere else. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. You can get a cost comparison there for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an RV, an ATV, a boat, or whatever. And by the way, the best way to save insurance on your insurance is if you have a house, your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance, if you've got an apartment or condo, bundle it all together and you will save a boatload of money. So there you go, geico.com. And let me bring Kyle back into the mix where we go to the caller. Kyle, guess what time it is?
Is it circle back time?
Uh-huh.
Circle back!
righty. We've got our buddy. We've got our buddy Jen Psaki in the news, our circle back segment, and we got a humdinger going here. Now, you know who the Washington Post is, right?
Well, of course, yeah.
They're probably the most liberal newspaper in the country, even more liberal, I would say, than the New York Times on most occasions because they're at the nation's capital, and all the politicians read it, right?
Well, sure, yeah.
Well, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, not to be confused with the drink, doubled down on Joe Biden's false claims about the Georgia voting law after another fact check was done stating that they were not telling the truth. And by the way, Washington Post had a fact check that said Joe Biden wasn't telling the truth. This is amazing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he got like, what, eight Pinocchios or something?
Eight Pinocchios.
Yeah, this is big time because this is part of the strategy, Captain, is you go out there and you say something to the press like they're going to close the voting early and do that kind of thing. And so before the fact-checking can get started, and this is great from the Washington Post, we got to give them that, then people already sort of get it in their minds and the damage can be done. So here's the president doing this.
All right. Well, Jen Psaki's at it again. And by the way, be careful what you wish for. Speaking of which, on the telephone line, we have the person who's not running for mayor, and this would be Ian. Good morning, Ian.
Yep, I'm the mayor of nowhere.
Hey,
I want to circle back to before the break. You were saying something about George Floyd. And if he'd have driven away, what was that? He could have caused an accident in the past.
No. He had a fatal dose of fentanyl in him. He was going to die, and he would have collapsed behind the wheel of the car, probably while driving it, and probably would have hit somebody, hit something, driven off the road, whatever. That's what was said in the trial yesterday.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is this. Even if that had occurred, if he, you know, got away from the cops peacefully and cooperated, it wouldn't have mattered because it still would have been racism, and all white people in the white system would have been at fault. Because you don't understand. What color car was George Floyd driving? Was it a white-colored car? And remember, when that car was made in Michigan, wherever, the dudes that made that car were members of the KKK, and they set that up just for George Floyd to do that. So it would have been racism, okay? Now, you got to remember,
You
got hurricanes out here that are racist now. You got highway bridges that are racist. And pretty soon, white clouds floating up in the sky are going to be racist.
Hey.
So there ain't no way
Ian.
He is innocent and pure as a driven snow.
That's what we think of that one, Ian. Thank you very much. Okay. Yep. Your comment, Kyle?
Well, again, you know, the part of this is the tragedies that we're seeing here are being obscured by those who want to bring in the racist elements and this kind of thing. But what we do have going on in this country, and especially in different ethnic groups and certain racial groups, we have some real problems with drugs in the community.
Be careful of he who calls others names. They might be what they're calling them. The others themselves. Okay, let's go back to the phone line because we have the Honorable Mayor of Clearwater right now, who wasn't elected, but he's the Honorable Mayor, and that's Mike in Clearwater. So what's up?
How you doing, Captain? You know, Kyle, it really makes me sick. We have the people going to these corporations saying, oh, well, this law is oppressive towards the black people, and you got to do something about this. Now, the two people that I can't stand are the Reverend Al Sharpton and the Reverend Jesse Jackson. These two people have a track record of, for years and years, they extorted massive sums of money from big corporations.
They still are, Mike.
Right. And they're nothing but opportunists. They're extortionists. It's criminal what they're doing. They should be in jail. And I tell you, folks, we need to mount a serious campaign to boycott these that garbage that Coca-Cola did. I'm not drinking Coca-Cola anymore. I used to love Coca-Cola. Now I look for the Pepsi or the Dr. Pepper or something different. We need to send a clear message to these companies that if you don't have the balls to do what's right, we're not going to support you. And what do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Okie dokie. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Mike. Yes, you know, unfortunately for Al Sharpton or in many ways Jesse Jackson for many years, it becomes big business to be able to create the circus that goes around all this stuff. When in reality, what we need to be doing, and this is where conservatism really comes into play, and that is creating opportunity, real opportunity, not going down and telling people the government's going to do this and perpetually be being helped out, quote unquote, by the government, because the government will never help you out enough to where you can help yourself. And so that's really what conservatives are talking about, and they're not concerned with race and this kind of stuff. We're concerned with opportunity and hard work, and this has always been the message. And would to God that message would get through a little bit clearer these days, because that's what we need in this country is the ability to work together and get everybody the opportunity to strive.
All right, let's go to the phones real quickly here. Okay, it's Mel in Saratoga Springs. What's going on?
Oh, yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, myself, and I'm sure millions and millions of other black Americans, are tired of being viewed by these leftists as pawns, as props. You know, I don't consider myself to be a victim. I don't consider myself to have to depend on someone else to help me. I get out of bed every morning. As a matter of fact, I'm at work right now. You know, after 2 o'clock in the morning. And then when I leave here, I go to the barn and take care of my racehorse, and I got to get ready to race this summer at Saratoga and down in New York and wherever else I can make the money. You know, there's people like me, like I said, millions of us like me, are tired of the PS. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton don't represent me.
Yeah.
I represent me. You know, and this is getting way out of hand.
Yeah.
And this Black Lives Matter PS, I told them where I work because I had on a Trump face mask 2020. I had one of the supervisors come over to me and say, you know what, that's a little offensive. I said, you know what, that BLM, that Black Lives Matter, you got over there in the dining hall and over here at the public building over at the state, you know what, that offends me. Take that down. And I said, what's going to be next?
Okay.
My ball cap? This shit, I'm excuse me. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, we got to go to break anyway because I'm coming up on the music here. But I get it and we understand it. We thank you for calling in. Okay, Kyle, what do you think?
Well, exactly. Part of this, Captain, is you talk about, you know, the Cloward-Piven strategies, this kind of stuff. It's divide and conquer, and this is what so many on the left want to do. They want everybody to be suspicious of the other group and this kind of thing, and that's part of the strategy, is just keep people apart so that nobody can make any real progress.
Yep.
I hate to say it, but that's what's going on.
And we're going to make some progress when we come back from this break because we got a lot of cold weather temperatures. There's going to be a lot of record-breaking temperatures across the south and the southeast tonight, south of I-40, all the way down here into Florida. There's going to be some record-breaking cold temperatures, not where I'm at, but further north. But I'm telling you, the cool is in. And I don't mean being cool either. All righty, we'll be right back with more. Kathy's going to take us to break. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi,
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia, at the Double D Ranch with her husband, Don. And she's fast asleep right now, probably, but she'll be up in about an hour and a half or so. Then she'll be listening when she hears her voice with her liners. And, of course, she used to be with Fox News, a very good friend of ours, and up the road from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Well, I'm about to play a song that hasn't been heard on this show in a long, long time. So it's a rocker, and it's going to get you tapping your feet. You might even be dancing around the room or dancing around the cab of the truck. Here we go.
Never.
Singing.
Well, that's Prince, the late Prince, of course, late but great Prince, and also that's Sheena Easton.
That's right, you got it right. You got it right.
That's right.
And she went on to have a solo career after that.
Well, right, yeah, and she had done My Baby Takes the Morning Train. I remember that, and yeah, she had other hits like Strut and stuff like that. Yeah, she's a very good singer.
Yeah, and that was her introduction to. Videos in the music world, and not a bad start if you can get it right.
Well, yeah, and that was a pretty important video as well. It was very popular, I remember. Yeah.
Now, we've got some weather here, folks, and again, the weather tonight doesn't look all that promising if you want to be warm, because the cold weather has come south. And by south, I mean it's all the way down into the panhandle of Florida, and we definitely have got some real interesting weather. Now, I'm going to read the weather statement here, and then I'm going to turn over to Kyle, because basically all he's going to be doing is telling you about the fire threat out there in the west, but here's what we're going to do. The critical fire weather conditions now are existing across portions of the northern and southern plains today. Record-breaking cold temperatures are going to be overspread all the way down into the lower Mississippi River Valley to the northeast over the next few days, down into the northern part of Florida, all across Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, so on and so forth, over into Alabama, Mississippi, and even parts of Louisiana. Now, the relatively quiet conditions will exist across much of the U.S. this weekend and early into next week. But the cold weather is going to be here for the next two or three days. So, Kyle, bring us over all the way to North, South Dakota, and Nebraska. Go for it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we are looking at a pretty quiet, well, very quiet weather map tonight. Typical places that we have a lot of winter storm warnings and things like that, wind advisories, are not there. And for our friends in the trucks driving over 4th of July past tonight, I'm glad to say that you can expect dry pavements and the weather conditions are clear. So that's some smooth sailing out there as you're trucking across the highways and byways. But you're right, Captain. In South Dakota, we do have a fire weather warning. This near Rapid City, also near Spearfish, along I-90, and it drops down into Nebraska as well, touching on in as you go through Ogallala and also Big Springs near the intersection with the 76, Interstate 76. So be careful of that fire weather tonight.
What's Ogallala famous for?
What's that?
The Sioux Indian tribe.
Really? Okay, very
good. Ogallala Sioux, yep. Nice,
very cool.
Great people. I used to enjoy stopping there. My wife used to like to go there and get the Indian jewelry that they had there, which was really quite nice. But anyway, there you go. Okay, well, gee whiz, folks, get ready. Get your warm blankets out, your electric blankets, too. I'm going to go across, take a road, and just take I-70 across. I'm going to start the eastern side of Missouri. I'm going to go across all the way across Missouri, all the way over to Illinois, all the way into Indiana, all the way over to Ohio, just below we've got freeze warnings, we got frost warnings, we got freezing drizzle in some areas where the weather is going to have fog and it's going to be freezing drizzle, which is not pretty. Then if you want to go down below on I-64 all the way across again from Missouri over east to West Virginia to Virginia in the mountains of Virginia, same scenario there, cold temperatures, freeze warnings, frost warnings. Then I-40 the same way, eastern part of Oklahoma, all the way across to North Carolina, and just about, get this, Kyle, just about all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. That's how broad this thing is right now.
Absolutely.
And when you're looking at the East Coast, southern New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, wow, most of Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, the northern part of Florida, I-10, you've got a frost warning across most of I-10 and a freeze watch mixed in with there, too, with all the way across to New Orleans, Louisiana. So that's how intense and how far down this cold weather comes. But I-44 coming out of Oklahoma, going up to St. Louis, and I-35 from south Kansas and all the way up through Iowa, Missouri, Missouri, and those temperatures are really cold. 65 coming out of the south going north all the way up into the central part of Indiana, and I-77, I-71. Wow, I-75, I-95, I mean, just about every major road going across the south, going north-south, up as far as the line seems to be about I-70, is just either a freeze warning or some type of freezing drizzle in the mix, or believe it or not, we still have flood warnings in the middle of all that, Kyle.
Yeah, I do see that along I-65 up near Athens and Huntsville in Alabama. That
yep.
Kind of exactly.
So the pilot in Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And what we'd like to remind you is to go in there and tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a good free hot cup of coffee. And then while you're there, make sure you get the opportunity to join the Drivers Club. And don't forget the RVers. You've got an RV club you can join, too. And you've got a fuel card you can get there. Owner-operators, you can do the same thing. Get yourself a fuel card. The more fuel you buy, the cheaper it is.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And don't forget the Pilot and Flying J app is now the My Rewards Plus. You can download that. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com, and you can get started. It's very, very easy. And as you mentioned, Captain, for the RVers, they do have some special amenities there for RVers. And especially as we get into the springtime and into the summertime, a lot of people are going to be out there traveling, and there's no better place to pull in, Captain, as you know, than a Pilot or Flying J.
That's right. Especially when you're tired and need a place to park, you can usually find one there. But, you know, sometimes you have to take a lunch and call ahead for a reservation. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with hour number two, the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.